Well, once again, I want to thank you for allowing us to come and speak with you today. It's always an honor and a pleasure. I also want to thank my co-authors, Joe Thomas, Ross Rutherford, and Russell Sutton. Interesting thing with a fluke in the weather, I got out of Savannah. I'm out of Savannah and flew out on Tuesday. And the rest of the crew from Savannah was supposed to fly out on Wednesday. And they got snowed in. This is like amazing. And the airport, they didn't. Joe was actually on a flight first thing in the morning. And he got on the plane and they let him get on the plane. And then they had technical difficulty, so that slowed him down. And then it started raining. And then the rain started freezing. And then they realized, oh no, we've got to de-ice the plane. So they pulled the plane in back to the gate, tried to de-ice it. They found out they had the wrong formulation of de-icer because their de-icer doesn't work on ice. It only works on snow. So they obviously weren't prepared and everything got canceled and backed up. So anyway, whenever you see Joe next, be sure and ask him about being prepared, having the right mixture of de-icer next time he tries to fly out here. But anyway, this is kind of a continuation in part from our talk last year on this topic. Let's see how I can advance the slides. Here we go. Last year at the Beltwide, we introduced the Vortex tube dryer to you. It is a prototype system, and it's intended to marry a rock trap, green bowl trap, to a dryer. And it also will reduce the footprint, the duct work, and the overall system energy requirements. Last year, we also displayed this. This is just an original concept sketch of the Vortex tube dryer, and in short, without going through the details, the intention is to introduce a spiraling motion for the seed cotton as it enters and as it exits. This busts up the cotton into separate bowls and creates a tumbling action so that we get a lot of different surface area in contact with the hot air. As mentioned last year, and you'll see over here on the left, this is the version that we showed you last year. This is what we ran in 2016 at Citizen Shallow Water Co-op. They agreed to let us install these dryers as part of a new pre-cleaning system that we put in that year. This system was also set up with a bypass, as you can see here, to go around the tower, which if you were here last year, found out how important that was. One of the things that was unfortunate was the cotton was particularly dry, so we weren't able to determine a whole lot about drying effectiveness. However, it did flow quite nicely when we could get it to flow. What turned out to be the biggest issue was the rock trap. That was a bottleneck for us. And then one of the other things I want to mention before I leave 2016 was, I know I've messed that up, was the dryer is in the first stage of drying, and right after the dryer comes a horizontal cylinder cleaner. What we noticed was it wasn't me, the guys in the gym noticed, whenever we started running the cotton through the Vortex 2 dryer as opposed to being bypassed, which is how they'd been running, they noticed that the trash coming off of that horizontal cylinder cleaner was a lot heavier. So we were getting a lot more efficient cleaning in that first stage of cylinder cleaning. And we attribute that to the opening action and the single locking action that this dryer induces. And for the 2017 season, which you see over here on the right, We licked our wounds from the previous year and redesigned the rock trap portion of the system. And, of course, one of the first things you'll notice is there's a liberal addition of clean-out doors that weren't in the previous year. We also designed a series of replaceable inlet cones, which unfortunately you can't see from the photos, but it was part of our experimentation process so that we could see what would be the most effective. Once again, just like the year before, the cotton was pretty dry, so we really weren't able to learn a whole lot about drying effectiveness or make any claims, other than it sure looked real good. Another unfortunate circumstance was the guys at Citizen Shallow Water don't experience much in the way of rocks. So as it turns out, the gin manager, Johnny Shepherd, he wasn't real keen on one of our ideas. What we had did is we found some rocks and we painted them. And we almost made it, but he caught us, and he wasn't too keen on that idea, so we didn't get to throw rocks through it. But despite all of these setbacks, the success of this rock trap exceeded our wildest expectations. It really came as a surprise. As we fine-tuned the inlet cone, we were able to shut off. You know, here at the bottom of the dryer is a double dump valve. You know, for the trash to fall out of a rock trap. And here at this little inset, you see this is a slide gate that opens up. That's pretty normal for rock traps. You know, to bleed in free air, ambient air. Well, as we fine-tuned the cones, the inlet cones, we're able to slide this inlet opening down and down and down until finally we had it closed off completely with no free air inlet. And it was at this point that we actually achieved one of our other design goals, and that was to set up a successful rock trap that did not need a secondary air inlet. This greatly simplifies air balancing, and also when you compare it to a conventional rock trap that's got free air, this is an energy savings because you're not having to reheat that air. As a bonus, the Vortex 2 drawer now offers promise as a possible style of rock trap that can be used not only on pull-through systems, but also on a push or a push-pull arrangement. And this push-pull arrangement we hope to test next year at Citizen Shallow Water. And what we'd also like to do is pick another test site, hopefully a place with wetter cotton, maybe in the southeast if we can work that out. Hint. And I want to go off script here for just a moment. One of the things that struck me in the meetings today, and in both the technology meetings and in the slideshow we saw earlier with some of the trash contaminants and some of the concerns we have there, is we definitely want to push for identifying and getting that plastic out before it gets to the gin, because it just gets so much harder to get out after that. But there's a cross-section that I saw. I think it was in the segment where they were showing the static electricity and the attraction on the drum and that sort of a thing. There was a device they were using to try to blow and open the cotton to separate it. I think there's a good chance that this machine could do that exact job, because it does a good job of opening and single locking, and potentially, if it's going to do a good job of this single locking and opening, the subsequent cylinder cleaner that comes right after it could probably do a better job of getting the plastic out or any other contaminants as well. That's one more thing to think about as we move forward. I also want to quickly touch on moving ball forward on our 234 and 194 gin stands. We moved forward in finalizing the step rib design. And in fact, it was at David Blakemore's gin that we were able to finish the development of the step rib. And now that step rib is our standard for the 234 and 194 product line. The narrower rib spacing has helped some of our customers with some of the challenges they've been facing with the smaller seed. Incidentally, before I should have thought of this earlier, but back here on the trash that we got out of the rock trap, it's all pretty lightweight stuff. You'll also notice there's some seed meats there on the floor. And these seed meats came out, and this cotton had not been through any cylinder cleaners yet. This is prior to any cylinder cleaners. So here's a picture of the final version of the step rib. Also, for this year, we did for 2016, we did some 170 to 203 conversions at Central Rolling Plains Co-op in Roscoe, Texas, and at Brigham Cotton in Moree, New South Wales. And then we made some of these conversions available for more customers during the 2017 season. The new 203 rib pretty much looks like a 170 rib, although we have altered it slightly to include one of the features that we developed for small seed while working on the step rib. And we'll be selling factory 203s, or offering these for sale this year for 2018. We've also introduced a new fabricated gin leg, heavy-duty gin leg, that's going to be part of the 203 product line. We've been busy establishing a new communication platform. We're just tentatively calling it the Jupiter system. Conceptually, this system serves as a central hub for various monitoring devices and customized displays. Just as the planet Jupiter is orbited by dozens of moons, we envision this expandable system to be surrounded by more and more modules as they're developed or as they're desired. For example, shaft monitoring is a module, fire detection is another, and various monitoring devices and displays will obviously grow out of this process. Smart TVs can be customized to display the most desirable screen pages of the gin console or press console without having to flip through or scroll through touch screens. Air pressures can be monitored at various points. Here at Adobe Walls, we've put some of the foundational pieces in place for just such a system. Here you'll see some pressure gauges here at the gin hood, at the lint cleaners. See at the inset, and here at the riser under the battery condenser. These show up not only at the machine but also at the gin console, so you can get real-time information on pressures there. As another example, this is not a new idea by any means, but we're now incorporating as a standard item remote access points, and this is. Come standard in our gin consoles and press consoles. But the idea here is, this allows our control systems engineers to support customers and service technicians in the troubleshooting process from almost anywhere in the world. The next layer of Jupiter system development will increase the closed loop automation. And then eventually this network and system of modules will be able to provide feedback, other real-time tools to help genders and managers focus on the big picture issues that can make or break any ginning operation. We want to say thanks to our friends who have helped us out here with the rib testing and the systems at Adobe Walls. And that's it for me, unless there are any questions.